Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon. This is Walking in God's Purpose, Evangelist Connie Hayes. Happy Father's Day to all of the Father's Day, the fathers that's here and the fathers that's went on to glory. And I also want to make reference to the Father in heaven, the Almighty God, the Father that's the Father of all of us, that takes care of all of us and keep on keeping us and taking us through whatever we need to go through. We give him all the praises. All my hallelujah and praises goes to him. This is June the 18th, 2017. It's 4 o'clock, and I just want to come to say Happy Father's Day to all of the dads, to all of the great dads, for everything that you do and everything that you attempt to do. Just keep God first. Put him ahead of your life, head of your family, and watch him do the rest. And I would like to also say Happy Father's Day to the Apostle Wilson, which is now my new spiritual father in the body of Christ. I would just like to say bless him and keep him and continue to pave his way, to keep on carrying us the way that we should go in the kingdom of God. So I just want to just say thank you. And as when the song go off, I'm going to go into a prayer, and then I'm going to just share a little bit, and then I'm gone. Gracious Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how today to just say thank you, Father God, for giving me a brand new day, Father God, allowing me to come out on the wavelength today, Father God, just to say thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you sit high and you look low, Father God, that you are in full control, that you are the Almighty God, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the God that reigned in victory, and I praise your name because you are God. I thank you, Father God, for each and every father and each and every person, Father, that would hear the sound of my voice today, Father God, that you would bless them in a way that they have never been blessed before, Father God, that you would draw them unto you, Father God, that you are the Almighty God, that you are the Father, the mighty God of everything, and that you know everything, and you sit high and you look low, Father God, and we give you all the praises. We give you all the praises, all the hallelujah. It belongs to you, Father God. I thank you for right now, Father God. Thank you for being a keeping God. Thank you for just keeping us in the hollow of your hand, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God. Now, Father God, I ask that you would take thy servant and do what you will with it, Father God. Let me go forward, Father God, that you may be glorified. Father, move me out the way, Father God, and have thy own way, Lord, and let this message go forward to bless your people right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you right now, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for this opportunity. Thank you for this day, Father God. Thank you for your love and your kindness, Father God. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you do, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Oh, bless your name right now, Father God. Thank you. And as we go forward in this Father's Day, to those fathers that are here and to the fathers that went on, my father went on to glory. But I'm going to tell you, I still got joy. I got joy because God gave him to me. And I can remember, and I have the memories of the times, and I have the good memories, I have the bad memories of when my dad was here. But I tell you, I would not trade a moment of the time that I had with my father. And my father, in memory of my father, Elder John Wilbert Hayes, I love him. I love him here because, you know, spirit was not born and spirit did not die. So he's still in the spirit world. He's somewhere looking down and looking this way. So I love him, and he knows that I love him. And I love my late uncle, Father Charles G. Hayes, and all my uncles. I love all my uncles, great uncles. I love them all. And I love the fathers that's doing the best that they can. Don't give up. Don't be disappointed in what you're doing. Do the best you can and put God first. And let God make a difference in your life. And when God make a difference in your life, you'll make a difference in your family's life. Lean to God and not to your own understanding. But in all thy ways acknowledge God, and he will direct thy path. God has the key. God has the answer to whatever you need. Only thing you need to do is cry out to him and ask him to direct your path, and he will come to see about you just when you need him the most, because that is a promise that he has given us. In the word here, in Psalms 105, it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." 2, "Sing unto him a song unto him, talk ye of all of his wonderful works." Start telling people about the goodness of God. Make known what God is doing in your life and in your family. Take hold to your prayer life. Take hold to the word of God and use the word of God so the word of God can lead and guide you in the way in which you shall go. And hold on to God's unchanging hands. Believe me, if the sun is not shining today, tomorrow is on the way. Don't give up. Keep on striving to be what God has called you to be. Ask God, what is your assignment for this season? What is your assignment in the situation that you're in? Ask him to direct your steps and watch him guide and lead you in the way in which he wants you to go. We must be about our Father's business. We must be about the kingdom of God's business for God, that God may be glorified for the things that we do. We must focus on God. We must give him all the praise. We must praise him for all that he is. We must give him all the praises. We must give him all the hallelujahs. Even though today is Father's Day, you still need to give him praise. You need to make reference unto the Lord to let the Lord know that you know that you know that you know that it was him that woke you up clothed in your rightful manner with the use and activities of all your limbs. You need to let him know that you're grateful and you're thankful. Like it says in 105:1, it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known of his deeds among the people." Let the people know that God is good to you. Let the people know that God reigned in victory in your life. Let the people know that if it was not that God was on your side, where would you be? And let the people know that God is God, and that there's nothing too hard for him. Let the people know on this Father's Day that this is just a day that they have given us, but we must make reference to our Father in heaven each and every day, all day. We must be excited about it. We must begin to do the work for the kingdom of God. We must start crying out to, what is it that I can do to be saved? We must start showing our brothers and sisters what it is that we need to do in the kingdom of God. We got to come on, y'all. Let's get it together, and let's give it all over to God and watch God make a difference. Trust him and doubt not, and start praying and covering your kids. Fathers, get up early. Cover your family in prayer. Anoint your family with the anointing oil. Cover your family before you send them out. Put the Psalms 91 all over your children. And watch God and ask God to encamp angels all around your family to keep them in all their ways. Ask them to put a shield of protection on them. Come on, fathers. Let's rise up. Rise up and walk. And watch God make a difference in your life. Trust God. On this Father's Day, make a commitment to your family. Make a commitment to the kingdom of God. Make the commitment to do and to get in your rightful place. And know that God will make a difference in your life. So I pray that on this Father's Day, those that would hear this message, that you would take heart to it, and that you will be about your Father's business on this Father's Day. Commit yourself unto God and watch Him make a way. And know there is nothing too hard for Him. If you call on Him, you will get an answer. He will come and see about you just when you need Him the most. There is nothing impossible for God. Trust Him and watch Him make a difference in your life. And that is the message that I want to share with you today, June the 18th, 2027. Happy Father's Day to you all. Trust and believe God and know that He has already went before you to make ease and success with your way. You just got to walk through it. And He will bring you out okay. Trust Him. Trust in Him. Doubt not in your heart. Know that He is God. It says the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's what you got to know. You got to keep on holding on to Him. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Hold on to His unchanging hand. And hold on and watch God make a difference in your life. And as I said earlier, my dad's not here. But my dad learned. My dad taught me. My uncle taught me to lean and depend on Jesus, that everybody has a deadline. All of us got a day that we have to pack up and we have to go back to where we're supposed to go. When you finish your journey, when I finish my journey, people will be back here saying, what footprint will we leave for the generations to come? What will they say about you as a father? Who will reach out to the things that you have said? Understand that it's important that we step up to the plate and be about our Father's business, for we are servants of the kingdom of God. Let us stay focused on that on this Father's Day. As I said, happy Father's Day to all the great dads. Happy Father's Day to all the great fathers. Happy Father's Day to all the great uncles. Happy Father's Day to whatever role that you play in a role for a child's life. Happy Father's Day to you. And to all of the pastors and bishops out here, happy Father's Day to you for doing a great work in the kingdom of God, that God may be glorified. Thank you. Thank you for right now. And I ask that God will bless this word so when you hear it, that it will be a blessing unto you. Thank you. This is Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. And as I always say, love on purpose. Father God, I ask that you would take this word and do what you will with it, Father God, that you would bless it whenever they hear it, Father God, that it would be a blessing unto them, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, Father God. Thank you for right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, allowing me to come forward this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. To God be the glory. God bless you.